Hey y'all, happy Tuesday. I hope you're having a great week so far. And, you know, coming into December, there are always a ton of things that we're all trying to do. And one of those things is figure out how to balance all of the holiday parties, holiday food, holiday whatever, and being healthy. You know, some people like to really watch their waistline or start to worry about it. And this is really something that I think happens year round, but especially during the holidays. So something I want to talk about today is what God has to say about our bodies. And today I'm really just hoping to share a little bit of scripture in hopes that it'll offer an opportunity for you to shift your perspective from the temporal to the eternal. So grab your Bible, grab a pen, maybe a notebook, and let's dig in.
You're now listening to Her Renewed Strength, the podcast, a place where you, my sisters in Christ, are encouraged to walk by faith and equipped to live well, steward well, and set your minds on eternity. I'm your host, Erica Diaz-Castro, your Jesus-loving Puerto Rican life coach. If you're tired of living a life burdened by anxiety, burnout, or overwhelm, if you're ready to do more of what you love, create more space for the things and people that matter most, and better steward the gifts and resources God graced you with, if you want coaching, encouragement, fellowship, and just a friend to help you shift your perspective from the temporal to the eternal, you're in the right place. Grab a coffee, journal, and a pen. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to the party, and let's dig into today's episode.
So I am going to be in Genesis first, and then we're going to be in 1 Corinthians. So before I jump in, there are a couple things I want to kind of preface the conversation with. The first is that I was in the weight loss fitness world. I made a living doing coaching for women who wanted to lose weight and who were worried about their waistline, who wanted to, quote, get back on track and, you know, feel more confident and feel more like themselves. And I'll be honest, that experience of coaching women in that realm is what really served as the catalyst to get me into the life coaching space. I talk about this in episode one, and I'll just remind you that I got out of weight loss coaching because I didn't want to be part of that cycle of madness anymore. I really want to help women grow in their relationship with the Lord while really maximizing on the gifts and the resources He's blessed them with. You know, I want to help you grow as a Christian woman operating in the strength of the Holy Spirit and really maximizing and using the gifts and resources that you are blessed with. Sometimes it's very overwhelming to do that. And part of that is the belief system you hold around whatever the thing is. And when it comes to your body, there are so many things triggering negative emotions, negative self-perception. I myself suffered from body dysmorphia for quite some time. You know, in the grand scheme of things, if I live 100 years, 2 years of those 100 years is not that bad, right? It's like 2% of my life, but a painful 2%. Feeling disconnected from myself because I was carrying more weight than I had previously been used to carrying. It was super, I want to say weird, but like it was more than that. It was confusing. It was distracting. It was disheartening. And it didn't grow me closer to the Lord. In fact, it contributed to depression, focusing on how I looked and wondering if my partner found me attractive and worrying about if I was going to eat too much. Should I eat less? Seeing myself in the mirror and thinking that I was, you know, some monster for a time. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I don't wish that on anybody. And I'm not thrilled that we live in a culture that glamorizes particular looks, that makes this, you know, type of body almost superior to other types of bodies. And I'll be the first one to say I'm not advocating for unhealthiness in any capacity, but I will be the person to respond to your inquiry about, like, oh, do I look healthy? Because I've gotten that question before. And I'm going to respond with telling you, go get some blood work and find out. See what your blood work says. So that's a little tidbit. If you're feeling unhealthy, get some blood work done. You probably have some deficiencies, and I think addressing those will help you to better navigate your health journey. But anyway, I'm not a medical professional, so talk to your doctor, get some professional advice. Coming back to the point, we're in Genesis, and in chapter 1, verse 26, 27, nothing here is talking about losing weight. In fact, nothing here is even talking about what you look like, except to say that man is made in the image of God. We are made in God's image. And it's important to hold that as a primary understanding of who we are, right? Verse 26 says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. Notice that God is referencing his whole self, which is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And again, we're made in his image. There's no reference to physical characteristics, simply that we are made in his image and after his likeness. So with that foundational understanding of ourselves, let's shift into 1 Corinthians, and I'll give you a second. Hopefully you have a paper Bible. It's something about flipping the pages that's like super special.
Okay, quick break. Here is a short message from our sponsor / podcast producer. Have you been dreaming of launching your own podcast, but you don't know how and where to start? It's too much. It's overwhelming. Trust me, I get it. Let Jor's Joy Podcast Production and Management Services help you effortlessly launch, syndicate, and grow your podcast. Message Jor's Joy at facebook.com/ Jor's Joy. And guess what? The link is in the show notes. All right, back to the show.
So flip to 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians, we're going to be in chapter 6. Verses 19 to 20 say, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Before I continue, I just want to address that this particular scripture passage was intended to speak to the sexual immorality of the Church of Corinth. So it's not talking about diet culture. You know, Paul wasn't writing to scold the Corinthians about anything relating to their physical features, but it is really underscoring a bigger theme, which is that our bodies are not our own. And that's important because the culture that we live in really sells this idea that your mind is separate from your body, and your mind can control what your body does so that it can achieve what your mind wants it to do. And that's not what Paul's saying. He's saying you are not your own, which is essentially saying if you are a Christian, you belong to Christ, right? When you're in Christ, you are a daughter of the King. Basically, there's no reason to try to control your body for your own purposes, like being smaller, like having a particular shape, because your body, you know, when it's indwelling the Holy Spirit, is used for God's purpose. Okay. Now, I talk about this more in Firm Foundations, the free course I offer, but just to kind of give you a little bit more information, what the world says our purpose is not actually what God says our purpose is. It's pretty common, especially if you've ever worked with a life coach or any coach in general, for someone to ask you, what's your why? You know, what's your purpose? And if you don't know what your purpose is and you identify as a Christian woman, you don't have to try to figure that out on your own. You can go right to the Bible and you can read what the Lord has revealed to us about what our purpose is. And I'll point you to the free course Firm Foundations to kind of dig into that more. A lot of scripture. It's scripture heavy. So it gives you a really solid starting point for understanding yourself through the eyes of the Lord and what he has revealed to us through scripture. But to come back to the point, we're not trying to achieve our own purposes when we are in Christ, not with our bodies, not with anything that the Lord has given us. So I want to encourage you to just remember, whether it's the holiday season, whether you're preparing for a vacation or a wedding, if you are, you know, in the presence of someone who's going to see you with less clothing on or more clothing on, what God wants from you is your heart. And everything after that naturally will flow in the direction of serving him and seeking him and loving him and glorifying him. If your heart is focused on other things, like trying to, you know, get to this perfect weight, or trying not to overindulge in this or that because it's going to result in a physical characteristic that you're not fond of, you know, you're turning your attention away from the Lord and back to yourself. So my encouragement to you today is to remember that you were bought at a price. You are not your own. Christ died on the cross for our sins so that we could want to deny ourselves of the things that appeal to our flesh, including trying to manipulate our bodies and, you know, live disconnectedly from our bodies in such a way that would make ourselves feel better. You know, Christ is enough. You know, we, in our own strength, can't do a lot of things for too long. But in Christ, in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, his power is made perfect in weakness. Okay. Now, since we are approaching the new year, I'm sure some of you are in need of a little better consistency and accountability when it comes to just creating healthy habits, habits that allow you to prioritize Bible study, that allow you to prioritize eating well and nourishing your body at the same time that you're nourishing your spirit. So it is important to set some goals that will help you to show up more consistently so that you're living in a way that is healthy. You know, there's a lot of research that shows that moving your body regularly and eating less inflammatory foods are really beneficial in the long term, especially for those of you who have maybe family members with diabetes or heart disease, you know, diseases that are obviously hereditary. So I hope that you're considering incorporating some sort of movement in your life, whether it's a walk, a bike ride, an actual gym workout, whatever, and that you're also considering how you're taking care of the temple that the Holy Spirit dwells in, so that you can have the energy, the focus, the health overall to do the work he's prepared in advance for you to do. So that is something I want to leave you with. If you are looking for a little more support in that area, I'm really excited to share that your pursuit of fitness is releasing. And for a very short period of time, just a couple weeks, I'll be sending out a code to my email list for $100 off. Now, this is, you know, a program. It's 3 months. It has movement, recipes, life coaching, and just some extra bonuses that are exclusive to my newsletter community. And it's something that I really hope will bless you. So if you aren't already on the email list, head to herrenewedstrength.com to join and check out your emails, because that email is going to be going out December 14th for your $100 off code and a couple of extra bonuses. That's all I've got for you today. I pray that this blessed you and that this encouraged you and that this helped you to shift your perspective from the right now to the forever. I love you. I thank you. And I'll see you soon.
Hey, sister girl, if you love today's episode, the best way you can show love and support is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other Christian women who want that same support and valuable content actually find the show. Oh, and if you're ready for more and you want to learn about free group Bible study, upcoming events, free courses, and other services, head to herrenewedstrength.com and subscribe to the weekly newsletter to become an insider. You'll get my weekly top 5, extra tips, and bonuses. I'll see you on the inside.